Well, there's a lot more garbage now, and
basically the general idea is we're going to take the already existing landfill and make it a bigger landfill. That's basically the proposal. You know, plastics, paper, trash, maybe an occasional body. Because it is Staunton. You don't know Staunton streets like I do. Blankets, water, well, whatever you want to throw away.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash. One of the things that President I'll do is to make sure your money is spent wisely.
Just send us your cash. We'll gladly throw that away for you.
YouTube still makes you leave the screen open on your phone when you just want to listen to music, unless you pay $11.99 a month. Worldwide, how much electricity does that waste?
500,000 watts of power.
Like it does drain the battery, and it's very annoying. I do know that. The premium subscription.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that? $10 a month, some nominal fee that you're going to forget about and pay for the next 20 years?
It probably varies. When they advertised it to me yesterday, it was $11.99.
Jeez, that's higher than I thought.
Yeah. So, how green of a company?
At $11.99, pretty damn green, but it ain't about the environment.
How much do you really care about the environment if you're leaving that feature that wastes electricity for no reason? Because people that want to just listen to music can close their screen.
Yeah, just like they can with Spotify, which is actually cheaper, by the way. Spotify wants to give me a free subscription for a free endorsement. I think that can be arranged. Just throwing that out there. Hi, I'm Todd. I like Spotify.
The campaign to save the universe. It's like a petition to YouTube. I'm sure we'll have a million signatures by the end of the week.
Yeah, even if we have to forge them. You know, if I was one of those extreme billionaires that go up to space every so often for some reason.
Do the right thing.
I would. I would just buy up all the ad time YouTube had. Boom. No ads. I wouldn't advertise anything. I'd just buy up the time. Nothing. And end world hunger. That would be a close second thing I'd do.
All right. A few things coming
across the news desk.
Billy Idol says he's California sober. Now, hold on. In an exclusive interview with People, Idol opens up about his relationship with substances nowadays. He says he's California sober, reveals he has a glass of wine every now and again.
Oh, I thought that meant sober just with avocado.
It means weed. Cali sober means you smoke weed, but you don't get drunk.
You always have one caveat, I don't do drugs, but I smoke weed. Well, wait a minute. That's what I understand to be Cali sober.
But it's specifically weed.
Yeah.
It can't be a glass of wine, and that is Cali sober.
He might be just being like, you know what? It's just a vice that's allowed. Sobriety in California, as implied, does not exist the way it does in the other 49 states, apparently.
Well, in that case, I'm Cali sober, and yeah. I've never used recreational drugs at all. I have a vice or two that's not quite as detrimental or dangerous as if I was sticking needles in my arm or whatever.
But it can be if it got out of hand. You know, a bottle of wine a night instead of that glass. But just one glass, that's okay. You're talking about your midget addiction again. Damn it. I don't want to do that.
Jesus sealed your lips. I rebuke you and I'm not doing that.
Oh, is that too much?
Okay. It is a lot. Yeah, it's way.
I just don't think our average listener really cares that much about religion or anything that we feel we should be self-conscious about. It seems like that's the big pass, really. It's like social media will get you for being hateful, even when you're not, for being racist, even when you're not, for being whatever, bigoted against something, even when you're not. But it seems like you could diss on religion. Certain ones.
Yes, certain ones.
Yeah, certain ones. and it's like a pass.
Can't By the way, what's going on at UCLA? The protests, the police, the SWAT team. I can't wait to turn on the TV and see the president of Israel. Is it a president? Is that what they call him?
Prime Minister.
Okay, he's going to be on there saying, you know what? The protest at UCLA got to me. Change of heart. Take all our shit and run us over. The country's yours. I mean, it's like, what are they going to accomplish? Who are they protesting to?
Yeah. I mean, it's just God, I hate saying this. No matter how you protest, when it comes to something like that, you might as well just light a candle for it, because that's as much effect as you're going to have on it, if anything.
Well, it's like the South Carolina venue crisis. Where has that core group gone to protest? They've gone to the South Carolina State House. Like, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah. And it's more of a direct audience. Like, they're trying to get people aware of the issue and politicians involved in the issue. And did you see the follow-up on that? They got voted down.
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah.
They still stood a chance. Hey, it still went to vote.
It did. They accomplished a lot. But I love what they did afterwards. It's the best thing you can do with an unfortunate loss like that.
Okay. What was it?
And they listed everyone who voted for it and everyone who didn't. And just asked everyone to, you know, come election time, vote accordingly.
Mm.
These are the people that still don't give a shit about common sense liquor liability.
My mind instantly goes to like end-stage capitalism, where somebody has all the leverage and you're a new player in the game. It's like if you're playing Monopoly for 3 hours and then a new guy comes in and you give him $200, he's done. He doesn't have the leverage to compete. And the small business,
Baltic Avenue,
has trouble competing against people that just have super, super deep pockets.
Boardwalk and Park Place. And the railroads. That was always my strategy. Get all the railroads.
Now, I've got more of a bleeding heart when it comes to end-stage capitalism as it pertains to just work in general than it does the South Carolina venue crisis. But it still ties in.
That's funny you brought up Monopoly, because that game was meant to do exactly what it did for you. Warn people about capitalism, and more specifically, even before it was a term, end-stage capitalism.
Well, you can still start your own business, right? But what's happened is the companies that have gotten so big...
That started before you, basically.
Well, yeah.
A long time ago.
And their political friends have regulated stuff that, as a small guy, you can't get past that regulation. You're not going to be able to. You should take the risk and try the business then, Mr. Smarty. It's like, maybe I am really smart, but like, you guys have regulated this stuff so heavily, I'd have to have a whole legal department just to get started. I can't do that. You have the unfair advantage, and I don't.
It's almost like walking into a casino. Yes, you can win, but the odds are heavily stacked against you. But yeah, you have a chance at winning. You do legally have a chance at winning.
Legally, yeah.
Legally.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's a chance, no matter if it's less than 1%,
that's the perfect,
still a chance.
No, that's the perfect analogy, because they're rules. And it's like, hey, we've created rules, business rules. There's no way you could, you know, get past them without millions of dollars in your pocket, but sure.
Yeah, it's not like the good old 50s when we could just, you know, dump our toxic waste at the Staunton City landfill, which still needs expanding, by the way. Donate today.
Let's jump to the next subject. Kaylee Cuoco.
Haven't heard from her in a while.
Says goodbye to her L.A. home. Sells for millions.
Well, they weren't that close if she was just going to sell it. But well, goodbye anyways.
I brought that up, and it's a stretch.
Yeah.
Because most people won't know what I'm talking about, but the ones that do. Yeah. She's going to hand her home over to the new owners.
Cut the commercial. Roll credits. Roll the credits.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, offhand.
It went around the internet for a long time that, she's pretty, but she has really big hands. It's just like the Seinfeld episode. She has man hands, supposedly. Now, I don't think it brings her down any or whatever, but like, it was a thing. It was a pop culture thing for a while.
Kelly, are these your hands? Are these hands your hands? I don't know. I don't see that.
But it did get, it got all into the media about her hands. I don't know how.
it just got out of hand, really, is what you're trying to say.
And I know some other things that she's done with her hands, but as far as publicized,
I don't know. Where does your mind go with that phrase?
It's on the up and up.
I bet.
It's before 10 p.m. My mind's not in the gutter.
Right.
10.
Yeah.
Handing over the keys to her home.
Actually, she mailed them, but she needed her hands to seal the envelope.
You spend some money.
Or donate it today to the Staunton City Landfill Expansion Fund.
Miami Madness. Woman throws bowling ball at a lady's head and a massive brawl pops off.
I don't like the way that headline reads. It seems like they're already presuming judgment. Playing devil's advocate here, was the lady's head in front of 10 stacked pins? Because if they were, then the lady's ball is exactly where it needs to be. And that lady's head should have moved. $1 games on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sounds unbelievable, right? You'll find out why.
Kim K and Odell Beckham Jr.
are
in Splitsville.
Oh, man.
They're better off as pals. It's like, I never knew they were together. So I'll hold on to the memories. And the one thing I still know is that I love her. And never wanted her to go. She said, it's been over for a while. Oh. And were they really together?
Well,
do celebrities have to make it official for the media or whatever?
I don't know. I think it's just a bunch of speculation, really. I mean, it's really just gossip.
I wonder if she still gets paid to tweet like she used to. I bet she doesn't. I bet she gets paid something, but not like it was.
You think Elon Musk really cares?
Nah.
He's like, don't worry. I don't need her tweets. I got mine.
Well, he cuts a lot. In fact, Tesla's hurting right now. If there's anything he can cut, he'll cut it because he's laying people off left and right.
Yeah. I wish I had, you know, access to billions of dollars to shore up the gap there. Didn't that fucker go to space?
Yeah.
I'd be a little butthurt if I lost my job at Tesla knowing that guy is still a billionaire.
Chris Pine. Celebrity actor at war with neighbor.
Oh no.
Hold on. You're barking up the wrong ficus tree.
Sounds like his neighbors are real Karen there.
What's a ficus tree?
I think it's one of those house plants, isn't it? It looks like crazy Mel Gibson with that beard. Seriously. Please tell me that's for a movie. It's like his chin is 60, but his hairline is still like 30-something.
He went to the salon.
They forgot about the beard then. I would have put some color in the beard.
Ficus trees. Don't bring them to the landfill.
That's hopefully expanding in the near future. I'm getting a new car.
Why?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that question. Looking at a 2024 Honda Civic Touring CVT in the Algean Blue. Dealership's supposed to call me once the car arrives. The main thing that started this was that I knew my car got more valuable after COVID, especially with the low mileage on it that I had.
They're going to extend your term and lower your payment from what it is now.
Yeah. The APR, the payments are actually going to be about the same. Like, we're talking like a few dollars difference, if that. Very minimal.
Before people diss on the Honda Civic Touring too much.
Which they shouldn't, because I guarantee you this new one has a sound system that will blow anybody's away.
Well, I imagine that's one of the reasons you're going for it.
One of the bigger reasons. Okay. Like, it's actually got enough. After 5 years, they've made enough differences in the cabin to where it's, like, in a way, kind of a totally different car than what I have.
Well, what got me is that the Civic that you have now has some features that Graham's 740i with BMW doesn't have.
Yeah.
Like that thing when you hit the blinker and it shows the whole side of the car where
like
you're
blind
about
spot.
To go. It's a really clear image of where you're about to go in the blind spot. His didn't have that.
Did you listen to his stereo system in that car?
It jams pretty dang hard.
Really, okay. When I get the new Civic, I'm going to pick out a couple of songs.
Go driving around.
Yeah, see what you think. Because the Bose system, to me, it takes the regular volume of a streaming song and it like boosts it.
It gives it depth and clarity.
Yeah, and the bass. God, the bass is not that tacky windshield rattling bass. It's clean.
It's got its work cut out for it if it's going to hang with that BMW 740, yeah. I'm telling you. But, I mean...
Yeah. It is Bose. I mean, that ain't no fly-by-night company.
I'd be interested to see.
Yeah, and it's only available in the touring trims. It's not even available on the Accords. Ain't that something?
This and other gripping segments.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm getting a new car. I thought this would be interesting. Still black interior. Everything else the same.
If you're not entertained by anything you've heard here tonight...
Fuck you.
Which is our way of saying, we love y'all.
Good night. Good night, everybody! And fuck you!
I almost forgot the death report. You ready?
Let's do it.
Joshua Dean, a former quality auditor at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems, who had flagged safety concerns and alleged misconduct, died Tuesday after a sudden and severe infection.
Infection remains unknown, though, because they didn't tell us what it was. What kind of shoddy journalism is that? To me, that's more suspicious.
Dean is the second Boeing-linked whistleblower to have died in the last 2 months, as the company has come under heightened scrutiny
on the ship.
What do you think he died from?
Probably AIDS.
I think he was going to die either way, and it's just happenstance that he happened to be a whistleblower, a recent whistleblower. And when I say blowing a whistle... I'm really not sure what I'm saying there, but that's I'm just reading the article.
What do you think? Do you think Boeing is offing their whistleblowing employees or contractors, I guess, in this case, since he was a supplier?
Do I think they whacked him off?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did they whack him? Did they off him? Did they whack him off? Oh, let me guess. The article didn't tell you that either because, you know, we're just only going to imply things. You're going to fill in the gaps on your own because we're not going to tell you how this fucker really died. He probably got hit by a bus that had the word infection on it.
It was a sudden and severe infection, so that would make sense.
Yeah. You ever got hit by a bus? Sudden and severe are two words that come to mind.
Well, anyway, he's dead.
And we will not forget.
He died with honor, dignity, and grace. And will forever be in our hearts. Joshua Dean.
Anyone else die?
A man died after being attacked by a bull. Brian Oliver, 54, was injured Sunday. He died Thursday at Spartanburg Medical Center. He and a friend were doing maintenance at a farm located at 673 McGill Highway. About 5 p.m. on April 28th.
Now, see, that's good journalism there. We got a place, date, time, everything.
Oliver was reportedly repairing a fence post when the bull...
The only bull in the field...
...charged and dragged him into a nearby creek bed where he was stomped and mauled.
And reportedly, the bull stole his wallet, a couple of valuables. We're thinking the bull was on drugs.
A friend ran out to help, but was also attacked by the bull.
Yeah, you should probably change that to the second victim ran out to help, and then...
A family member arrived on the scene and called 911.
Someone that had a little logic knew this was out of their ballpark, so they called the proper authorities.
An upstate pastor is organizing a fundraiser to help pay for medical expenses of the two men injured.
Oh, this ought to be good. I love Southern pastors and their moment of helping people in grief. They always come up with these great like plans that you wouldn't think. Like, they're not. It's not going to be a bake sale. I'll tell you that, guys. What is it?
Would a bake sale be appropriate? I'm just asking.
I don't know. I think, cookies offer condolences.
How much money do they need? I don't know.
Honestly, if he had nothing in savings to bury the dude, probably be an easy 20, 25 grand for a decent funeral. Nothing spectacular, but nothing like, they're not going to put him in a trash bag and throw him in a ditch.
Holden Poole, lead pastor of Rock Center Community Center. That's literally centers in the name twice.
Yeah. Well, they want to nail that home because it's on the center.
They started planning a benefit night hunt for Mike Carroll and Brian Oliver. Yeah, it's a non-sanctioned hunt.
Which means, is everything like balls to the wall? Like, are you hunting each other? Because that's something. Now, that's, I'd pay to benefit that.
Direct quote, I thought it was a no-brainer to take something that Mr. Mike loved and Mr. Brian and use it and allow people to support this family in need. The event will be Friday, May 10th at Rock Solid Community Church. Registration starts at 7 p.m. Like, what are they hunting?
I don't know, I hope someone brings a Gatling gun.
Are there woods behind the church?
If not, they're going to need some. It's going to be knocking down a lot of trees, man. Might not have much woods left once it's done because this is unsanctioned. And this is, it sounds like a little bit of a the more the merrier kind of situation. It helps with the fundraising. So you could have potentially a well-armed mob. All for the sake of, you know, putting these two guys safely and respectfully into the ground.
Yeah, with the tragedy of their death and... Actually, only one of them died.
Oh, where's the other one?
I guess he's injured. He's injured, but I don't know if he's in the hospital. And they didn't give his home address or nothing like that.
No.
They just gave the address of the farm where he was working on the fence post.
Watch Boeing take him out, though. Just when you think he's in the clear, he's probably just going to have that moment of relaxation, like, I made it. And then Boeing just, boom, right there. Sudden, severe infection. You're on the ground. You can't get up. You're infected. You got the Boeing disease. It's fatal.
And that's this week's death news.
Watch out, guys. Boeing's out there. And they're watching. Not on their quality control. They're not watching that. But they're watching you watching their quality control. I'll tell you that.
Aha! Ooh, mommy.